Will everyone in the Missouri Synod please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Madame Jane Guen said that we are to rest in God's love. The only work you are required now to do is to give your most intense attention to his still, small voice within. Gracious God, as we finish a full week and travel to loved ones, be with us so we arrive safely home. Help us to be mindful that our minds and bodies do need rest so that we may be capable to lead healthy and full lives with sharp minds and energized bodies, rested in you so we can hear your voice and be obedient. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nishid, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 51st day, Wednesday, April 17th, 2013.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same be approved, open, fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guest. To your left and my right, sitting over here on the side gallery, if he'd please stand up, is Dr. Bill Reynolds. Bill is a former neighbor of mine and a resident of Nixon. He has been very diligent about coming up here and being our doctor of the day for several years in a row. He is our physician of the day today, and I'd like the Senate to make
him
feel very welcome.
Let's welcome our doctor of the day to the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to order of business, reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. The Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Send it forward. Read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 256, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute, Senate Bill 366, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Parson, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
What order of business are we on?
Reports of standing committees.
I have a report from your hardworking education committee.
Send it forward, Senator. Send the committee report back. You need the President pro tem up here to receive those committee reports. the President pro tem wants to come up, he can do so at any time. Senator from Newton. Senator from Cull.
The Senator from Boone.
Does the Senator from Boone yield for inquiry? Does the Senator from Boone yield for inquiry?
I do.
Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
I wanted to thank you for plowing through a process that was brand new to me this year. And I know you've said many a times, because you do not take credit yourself, that your committee did a good job. And I know there's a couple of us rookies on the appropriations that appreciate your patience. But I really wanted to ask you this morning, how have you chosen a weapon yet?
Oh, you mean between hammers, trash can lids, or eye gouging?
Yeah, I don't know if the body knows it, but there's an editor, there's a letter to the editor posted in the Tribune that says they want to, this person would like to beat somebody to death.
Me, in particular, yes. Yeah,
you are the somebody, but I
somebody.
Thought this, he was a little bit, he said that he would, let's see, where does he say it here? He says he'll let you who choose the weapon of your choice at a place and time that you identify. And I just didn't know, is this like the gunfight at the OK Corral now, or are newspapers publishing letters to the editor that threaten to kill people now, or where are we at on that?
You know, appreciate your concern. I've heard from other senators and reps in the building. I've got a lot of calls from my district about this. And, you know, we all get threats as part of this job. We all know it, and we don't make it public, but it just goes with part of the job. But the fact that the Columbia Tribune gave a public outlet to a death threat, you know, and we take hard positions on issues, whether it's Second Amendment or other issues. And so we know that's part of the territory, and these threats come. As a former prosecutor, I've dealt with some really serious ones. But, you know, the fact that a newspaper would give an outlet like that. And I found out about this yesterday when my wife was at work, and people came up to her and said, you know, oh my gosh, why is there a letter in the Tribune from somebody saying they want to kill your husband?
Yeah, I think you're right. We all know, as you know, part of the job when you come into one of these things. And you know, I was a highway commissioner before this, so I got a lot of criticism. So my wife and family, they were used to it already. But you know, it's totally irresponsible, especially for somebody who has helped the press out and tried to be as transparent with issues between this body and the Press Association as you have.
I've worked very closely with them.
For a publication to print. I mean, it's okay if they want to print a letter saying you're against ABC and we don't like your position. That's what we expect.
If somebody writes a letter in and says, you know, I don't like your position on the Second Amendment, I don't like your position on whatever, and you're an idiot, then, you know, that's fair game, because we put ourselves out, we have to take a position, and those are positions of public policy debate. But, you know, there's actually no reference to any public policy. I'm assuming it's related to my position on the Second Amendment.
The quote is, I will duel with him until his or my death.
Correct.
And then it goes on to say he doesn't really know what it's like to beat somebody to death, but he intends to find out.
He intends to find out, yeah, that's correct.
I just want to tell you, I found it inappropriate. I'm embarrassed that somebody would run something like that. And, you know, I know your family, and I know your intentions, and while people don't always agree with it, I know you to be a person that has the best intentions at heart. And for somebody to, people are going to say things like this, but to have it printed is
right
beyond my mind.
I cannot understand it, but I do appreciate your concern and the concern of the other senators I've heard from, as I said, as well as numerous people in the community in Columbia there and in Boone County who were just floored that was in the paper. But thank you very much, Senator.
You got it.
Mr. President, while we have the senator from Boone on the floor and we go to other business, could I inquire him, please?
Does the senator yield? Proceed.
Senator, is it your intention Monday to go to budget?
It is, and I want to thank everybody on the committee. We did get the budget finished last night, the first 13 core bills. Obviously, we've got three more that are coming up, but we'll deal with those later. But if we can get staff, they're going to work today and tomorrow. If we could do a technical tomorrow, we can turn them in, and then we could go to them on Monday if the schedule allows.
Okay, so it'll be my intention Monday at 4 o'clock, come in, we'll go to you on the budget and stay till we finish. So I'll order dinner in, and we'll just stay until we finish.
I would appreciate that, and I think that's a good plan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President?
Senator from Newton.
Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business with third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading, Senate bill, Senate substitute for Senate Bill 282. The senator from Christian has the first bill up. Senator?
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 282 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those aye. Of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Proceed, sir.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 282 be read a third time and finally passed. This bill is a bill we did, I believe, yesterday. It deals with safety legislation for safety zones. EMTs, sheriffs, law personnel, and people working on wrecks to protect them when they're working on our highways. It brings the intent of the law up to the same standards that we've done for MoDOT workers is what it does. Also had a small piece in it about college campuses and universities, their police departments being able to set their own speed limits on college campuses. I believe that's all it does. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, senators recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 282, an act relating to the regulation of motor vehicles. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from 10th. Aye. Senator from 15th. Aye. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having achieved constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 226, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 226 be brought before the body for third reading.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye. Those
to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 226 be third read and finally passed. This is the mental health bill, which we perfected the other day, which enumerates a little more clearly that additional standard of gravely disabled for a civil commitment.
Any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator renews his third reading motion. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 226, an act relating to mental health services. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 256, the Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 256 be third read and passed.
You've heard the motion. Many as are the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 256, this is the Safe Haven for Newborns bill that we discussed a couple days ago, allowing a 45-day period from the birth of a child for the parent to be able to relinquish the child to a medical professional or a law enforcement officer, hopefully taking them out of a situation where the child would potentially be abused or killed. This brings us more in line with other states around the country, particularly our border states in Kansas and Illinois, which should provide some clarity to the Kansas City and St. Louis areas. There were also some amendments added on the floor, which, you know, Senator Romine put, I'm sorry.
Senator, do not use the senator's name.
Yes, Mr. President, I self-policed that as soon as I said it. Thank you. The senator from St. Genevieve put an amendment on which would allow schools to teach about this to let the students know that this is an option. I think also there were some other amendments that were put on, one about meningitis and one about senator from the 14th had an amendment on there as well. So if there are any questions, I'm sure that they would be happy to explain.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 8th is on his feet.
Wish short inquiry, Senator from
Clay. From Clay yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, I support your underlying bill. Unfortunately, I think I'm going to vote no on this because of the amendments were added. There were mandates and what I would consider things that we don't necessarily need to put into state statutes. And so I can't support your bill. Hopefully, if it comes back from the House, we can take some of these amendments that got on off, and I'll be able to support it but I did support it out of committee. I support your underlying bill, but the amendments were ones I think were mandates and requirements that we don't need to be doing in state statute.
Okay. Well, thank you for the inquiry. It's part of the process. The amendments succeeded, so we'll...
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Seeing that, the senator is recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator renews his motion. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 256, an act relating to child abuse and neglect. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
By your vote of 28 aye, 5 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Genevieve, for what purpose do you rise?
Requesting unanimous consent to introduce the guest.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. On my right and to your left, we have the wonderful family of Jason Ahrens here from the DeSoto First Baptist Church, and with his wife Amy, children Jonathan, Logan, and Asher. Or is that Asher? Asher, very good. I'd like for the body to make them feel welcome today.
Great, let's welcome the family. Thank you so much for coming to the Capitol. Have a great day. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 205, the Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 205 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the foster care bill. We had two amendments on this on perfection. One was from the senator from the 10th, and one was from the senator from Barton. And I would be glad to answer any questions if there's any questions about it. Thank you.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Barrie renews his motion that Senate Bill number 205 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 205, an act relating to foster children. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Green. Senator from the 11th, could you please repeat your vote? From the 11th, yes. Senator from Lewis, could you repeat your vote, please? By your vote of 28 aye, 5 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions are made and carried. Second on that same calendar, Senate Bill 366, the senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I ask that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 366 take it up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 366 is the bill to create the Rebuild Damage Infrastructure Program. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my colleagues for all their efforts on this bill. First and foremost, I'd like to thank the senator from Newton, and really in every instance, it's staff too. The staffs of all the senators really worked hard behind the scenes. But I have to start with the senator from Newton. The senator from Newton came down to this body last year with an idea. He introduced it late in session. He was willing to have the idea kind of die last year. That's the process we often pursue. And then this year he pre-filed an idea, and he brought it down here, and he had it heard in a committee. And the senator from Newton did something that doesn't often happen down here, which is his colleagues came to him and said, Senator, we understand what you're trying to do, but we want you to put your idea aside and give us the opportunity to go forward and take a different path. And the senator from Newton trusted us to do that. He, you know, the position of authority that he has on this floor was one where he could have said, no, we're going to keep going, but he trusted us to do that, and we move forward. Then I want to thank the senator from Boone. That was the first place we went. We wanted to do a different way of funding this program. We sat down with the senator from Boone. His staff, Jeannie in particular, did a phenomenal job in helping us understand how we might go forward. We then all met with leadership in the House and members of the House. You know, we were creating a new program, and it was one of those situations where we had senators working together, we had the House and the Senate working together, and then we brought to this floor yesterday, and that process continued, and we had more senators come to be part of what is ultimately this bill. Senator from the 14th offered an amendment that
quell the concerns of other members of this Senate had with respect to the constitutionality of the bill. And then then I would say the St. Charles delegation weighed in, both the senior and the junior member of that delegation weighed in, and they put forward amendments that were taking up issues that needed to be addressed and ultimately were addressed. So, my colleagues, I appreciate your help and work. I appreciate the effort of all your staffs, my staff, Holly and Janae. In my brief time down here, it's the first time I've seen where a senator says, I want to do this, and he trusted his colleagues to go an entirely different way. And the end result was a collaborative result. And so, Mr. President, I renew my motion on Senate Bill 366.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the senator from the 24th.
Senator, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. And thank you for your explanation. I think it's a really good bill, and I think that we should move forward on it. The only question that I have relates to the emergency clause, and I wanted to know what that refers to.
It's to have just have the program begin as soon as possible. This program will begin July 1st of this year.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 24th moves that Senate Bill 366 be read a third time and finally passed. There is an emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 366, an act relating to rebuilding damaged infrastructure with an existing penalty provision and an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Polk. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from the 24th.
President, I now move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
The senators move the adoption of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, objection. The Senate will now go to the order of business of messages from the governor. I believe the messages are appointment letters and would ask that the reading be waived and the message be printed in the journal.
Seeing no objection, those messages will be printed in the journal. Senator from Newton. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, I would ask that those appointments be referred to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
Those will be so referred. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I object. The Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees.
Oh, okay. Senator from the second.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I appreciate you recognizing me so I can honor the hard work of the Small Business Insurance and Industry Committee, of which you appointed some fine senators to duly discharge the bills that came for them that we deemed appropriate. We have four of those bills, Mr. President, and I am eager to send them forward.
Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred House Bill 34, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 315, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred House Bill 53, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred House Bill 112, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 308, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce is sending forth its report.
Wonderful.
The very kind, capable, and overpaid doorman is delivering it now.
Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 473, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 383, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lauger, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson, would you please send up your report and only your report?
Report from your hardworking education committee.
Please send it forward. Just the report. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 437, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send it forward. And only, is this only your report, Senator? Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 423, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Laws of a General Nature has a very important bill we'd like to turn in.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report when you receive it.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Bill 68, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Nieves, Chairman.
Senator from Phelps. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a bill.
Thank you, Senator. For you. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 371, begs leave to report. It has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardest working Committee on Financial, Governmental Organizations, and Elections has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 53, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred House Bill 163, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 199, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wasson, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
President, your Committee on the Judiciary also has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 457, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 377, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 448, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Now, the patient senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 109, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 259, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chairman.
Senator from Colt.
Your hardworking Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure has a report.
Thank you, Senator.
Can I inquire, Mr. President?
State your inquiry.
When another senator, say the senator from Grundy, makes fun of a constituent of mine who maybe lives in St. Thomas and is a very hard-working doorman in this chamber, isn't that a gavelable offense?
We'll take it up with the senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President, for your wisdom.
Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bills 303 and 304, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
I have a report. I think the President of the Senate forgot me.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills Number 317 and 319, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 432, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, objection. The Senate will go to order of business of messages from the House, and I'll ask the Secretary please read the message.
Seeing no objection, Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 443, entitled An Act Relating to a Pilot Project for Increasing Children's Access to Incarcerated Parents, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 813, entitled An Act Relating to Early Stage Business Development Corporations, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 468, entitled An Act Relating to Public Safety with Penalty Provisions and an Emergency Clause for a Certain Section, Emergency Clause Adopted, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of House bills.
Seeing no objection, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 787.
We are currently on order of business of second reading of House bills.
House Committee Substitute House Bill 787, an act relating to the Department of Revenue.
Transportation and Infrastructure. House Bill 533.
House Bill 533, an act relating to a state employee keeping a firearm in his or her vehicle.
General laws. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 345.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 345, an act relating to broadband and wireless deployment.
Commerce. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 28.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 28, an act relating to natural disaster ordinances.
Jobs. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 30.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 30, an act relating to insurance coverage for physical therapy services.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, House Bill 47.
House Bill 47, an act relating to tanning facilities.
General laws. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 137.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 137, an act relating to state implementation of federal programs.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, House Bill 217.
House Bill 217, an act relating to the transparency and accountability of public funds.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 215.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 215, an act relating to criminal procedure with penalty provisions, an effective date, and an emergency clause.
Judiciary. House Bill 103.
House Bill 103, an act relating to all-terrain and utility vehicle use in municipalities.
Transportation. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 114.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 114, an act relating to benefits for members of the military.
Veterans. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 621.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 621, an act relating to port facilities.
Jobs. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 505.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 505, an act relating to child abuse and neglect.
Education. House Bill 148.
House Bill 148, an act relating to child custody and visitation for military personnel.
Veterans. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 257.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 257, an act relating to tuberculosis testing.
Veterans. House Bill 326.
House Bill 326, an act relating to the crime of sexual misconduct in the second degree.
Judiciary. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 418.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 418, an act relating to Kansas City Police Retirement Systems.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 374 and 434.
Senator, could you restate where House Bill 418 is to go?
418. Sorry, seniors, families, and pensions.
Thank you.
Also, I might possibly have a re-referral that is not on this list that I do not have here. Okay, sorry. So, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 850.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 850, an act relating to the Bringing Jobs Home Act.
Jobs. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 374 and 434.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 374 and 434, an act relating to the transfer of judicial positions by the Supreme Court.
Judiciary. House Committee Substitutes for House Bills 373 and 435.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 373 and 435, an act relating to the alteration of judicial boundaries by the Supreme Court.
Judiciary. House Bill 322.
House Bill 322, an act relating to the modernization of certain information provided by insurance companies.
Small Business. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 722.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 722, an act relating to police retirement.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions. House Bill 218.
House Bill 218, an act relating to controlled substances.
Judiciary. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 197.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 197, an act relating to sales tax and revenue bonds.
Jobs. House Bill 526.
House Bill 526, an act relating to rural regional development grants.
Jobs. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 404 and 614.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 404 and 614, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Small Business. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 343.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 343, an act relating to public assistance.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 194.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 194, an act relating to a tax deduction for job creation for new home purchasers.
Progress and Development. Mr. President.
Senator.
Having consulted with both chairmen and both are in agreement, I re-refer House Bill 46 to the Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight.
It will be so re-referred.
Thank you.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of announcements, and if you'd recognize me for announcement.
You are recognized for an announcement.
Again, for the body, we will, at 4 o'clock on Monday, begin the budget process with Senator from Boone, and we'll have a technical session tomorrow when we have a motion to adjourn. It'll be till tomorrow just to do some technical and some preparedness getting ready for Monday.
Announcements. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Wanted to inquire of the Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Before we get out of here, it's a rather early day for us to leave. I saw some people coming in on the upper gallery that maybe would be of interest to you. I believe you have some constituents, some fourth grade students from the Academy of Sacred Heart in St. Charles, Missouri.
And I didn't know if you knew any of those specific students up there.
Probably a few I know up there. And I'm getting older. My kids are getting older. So I'm not sure I have as many connections to the school as I once had.
Yes, you had connections, and I have a connection to the school. I have two connections to the school, one of which is here. I don't see her. Maybe if she could wave. There she is. My daughter, Noelle Roop, is in the back gallery up there. She was the one just waving. She is here with her classmates and her teacher, Mrs. Hitt, and they're up here learning about government and watching the Senate in its process of slowing down the debate and thinking about things, and then they're going to head over to the House and watch the fury and activity of how the gas pedal on the car operates. So I appreciate. I just thought you might want to welcome some of your constituents.
Yeah, it's great to have them up there. I'm class of 1981, so what is it, Cribbin Hall? There's the outside. There's, you can go back all the years. Maybe one day when they've got nothing to do, they can go find this little skinny guy with a bowl cut haircut in a picture of 1981 senior class or eighth grade class.
I next time I'm at the school, I'm going to go find that picture, and I have a feeling that it might one day be taped up in the elevators in this building.
No, it's great to have them up here. And do you get an opportunity to visit the school and talk about?
I did. I went in on Monday, and I talked to the whole entire fourth grade class. They had an idea where they wanted us to try to pass a law that said that they had a six-hour recess at the Academy of the Sacred Heart. But after it was debated, one of the kids amended it down to 2 hours, and they debated it. Their teacher, it passed the Senate and the House. The teacher, their governor, vetoed it. But they were able enough to get two-thirds of the vote, so they overrode their teacher, who I expect will probably flunk a lot of the students, and they will be repeating the fourth grade. But they were able to pass a two-hour recess at the Academy of Sacred Heart.
Yes, they became aware of the difference between a dictatorship and a republic.
That is very, very correct. So they're going to have a great day. They just were at the governor's mansion, and then they're going to hang out here for a few minutes, even though we are about to adjourn. The next 5 weeks are going to be long weeks for us, so we're kind of having a short day today. So they won't get to see a whole lot of action here, but over on the House, I hear the bell ringing, and I think they will probably be watching that as well.
Well, hope they have fun today
and travel safe back
home.
We'll
see you back in St. Charles.
Senator from the Second, would you like to ask for unanimous consent to introduce your guests so we can put them in the
yes,
journal
Mr.
and recognize
President,
them?
Yes, Mr. President, and I informed them, Mr. President, that I had to seek recognition and call you Mr. President.
That's correct.
To do that. So, Mr. President, I do seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like I just inquired of the senator from the 23rd, because we don't use his name, because we don't want to be that personal like we talked about on Monday. Senator from St. Charles, Senator from the 23rd, and I would like to welcome the fourth grade classes of the Academy of the Sacred Heart to the Missouri Senate, and I would ask them to be made welcome by the entire Senate body, of which there is only three of us still in the room.
Would all the guests of the Senator from the 2nd and the 23rd please stand? Very well-behaved group there. Please stand, and let's welcome you to the Capitol. Thanks for coming. Have a great day. We are on the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Senator from the 34th.
I just want to point out that the senator from the 2nd has a little bit difficulty with mathematics because there are four of us in the room. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming with the body. I move the Senate stand and adjourn till 4 p.m. Friday, April 19, 2013.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are in adjournment till
4 p.m. tomorrow.
Until 4 p.m. tomorrow for a technical session. Have a great weekend. Travel home safely. We are done.